Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:24 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is March 14th. Today in Asia, the performance was pretty mixed. The Nikkei was stronger by about 1.16%. The Hang Seng was a little bit steadier, up about a quarter of a point. The Shanghai A shares continue to remain in this volatile range here, just above the 200-day moving average. The Indian market, having been in negative territory in early trading, actually finished up on the day in a dynamic fashion. And that's really very positive, considering that we had this big upside weekly key reversal last week. And now we're, depending on how good the market performs tomorrow, we could have some follow through this week. But the fact that it's happening in the region of the 200-day moving average, and that we have this rounding characteristic over the last couple of years, suggests that the medium-term outlook for India is quite positive. And that does throw open this rather interesting comparison, because the common perception about India over the last number of years has been that it's been incapable of instituting reforms. And this sclerotic perception was really shattered last September, when the Prime Minister, who was a former central bank governor, abandoned his socialist coalition partners and made aggressive moves to get the reform agenda moving. And since then, the stock market has been performing rather well. And by contrast, China, which has been heralded the world over for its ability to institute reforms, has been really mired in a sort of a sclerosis all of its own in the last couple of years. It's been attempting to unwind a property bubble, and it's had mixed success in doing that. And there are a number of structural issues that need to be tackled, and tackled rather aggressively. And the extent to which it can do that, particularly with inflationary pressures on the rise and a central bank which is attempting to withdraw liquidity in an effort to calm down those inflationary pressures, then the structural agenda is all the more important. And the success with which the new administration will be able to implement a reform agenda will, I think, have a great impact on the ability of the stock market to continue to hold here. We've had a very impressive rally in China since December, and it ran all the way through until the New Year holiday, and the market has been pulling back since the New Year holiday. And if we're correct, and this is a new medium-term bullish outlook, then the reform agenda will come through, and Xi Jinping does look like he is the kind of person that can succeed in this regard. Well, the People's Congress finishes up tomorrow, and he was instated as the premier in here today. And we'll find out in the next couple of weeks just what their plans are. But at the moment, the index, the Shanghai A-shares, is right there at the region of the 200-day moving average. And if it is going to be consistent and the bullish hypothesis is going to be validated, then it will continue to hold in this area. Following a rather negative performance yesterday, the Italian index bounced back today and was up almost 2.5%. That was probably one of the worst performing indices in the Eurozone over the last month. Concurrently, both the CAC and the DAX have pushed onto new high ground in here today. And the Stoxx 600 has also moved on and hit a new 5-year high in here today. The FTSE was stronger by about 0.75% and continues to extend its breakout. In Wall Street, the S&P finished up about 0.5%, so same with the Dow Jones. And this, what we've been presented with, particularly on Wall Street in the last month, was a small consolidation within the context of an overall bull market. And the S&P is now only about 10 points away from posting a new all-time high. The Dow Jones continues to extend its breakout. The transports index is doing very well indeed. And the wider market has been led higher by the small caps index, the Russell. And that also continues to extend its move, and it hit another new high in here today. So we remain in a broadly bullish environment. But we've been in a bull market environment now for over 4 months. And we continue to hit new highs. There's no evidence that it's over. But we are seeing that an increasing number of shares are becoming progressively more overextended. And that is a note of caution. And on the other side of the equation, we're seeing an increasing number pushing up out of relatively lengthy ranges. And that is really very positive. And IBM today was up over $3, and it's breaking up to new high ground and completing a relatively lengthy range. It spent much of 2012 ranging, mostly above the 200-day moving average, and now it's reasserting to the upside, and that's really very positive. So, to the extent that some instruments are becoming overextended, they represent potential risks, and we're seeing catch-up potential in a substantial number of others, and they represent less risk. And provided they continue to hold their respective breakouts, they can continue to be given the benefit of the doubt. In the bond markets today, treasuries were a little bit weaker, and the US 10-year yield continues to hold here in just above 2%. And considering that the macro story in the US continues to improve, it would suggest that there is additional upside potential for treasury yields. And on a total return basis, they've come right back to test the region of the 200-day moving average, something that we've been looking at for a substantial period of time is the Merrill Lynch total return on 10-year futures for treasury futures, and that has been one of the most consistent trends anywhere for much of the last 30 years, and it's come back to the region of the 200-day moving average. And it hasn't really spent very much time below the moving average in nearly 30 years. And when it eventually breaks below the MA and encounters resistance in the region of the moving average, then the bull market in bonds will be over. And that will represent quite a substantial change in the markets. So exactly what happens with US Treasuries in the next few months is likely to be of really great import to markets generally. With the rather positive action in Europe today, the euro was a little bit stronger and the pound is rebounding. It was up over a cent and a half. It's back above 150. And that was probably one of the most overextended moves to the downside in the last few months. And there is potential for the pound to rally a bit further in here today and over the next couple of weeks. The dollar itself has been strengthening more generally, but it's probably moved enough so that it is ready to take a little bit of a pause and consolidation in here. And gold was as low today as $1,576, but closed out today closer to $1,590, up $2 on the day. And it continues to encounter to find some support here above the $1,550 area, the lower side of an 18-month range. And provided it continues to hold in this area, and more particularly if it can push up out of this little range, then the ranks of people who still have long positions, and there are substantial numbers of them, will find a great deal of comfort in that. Brent crude was stronger by about 90 cents, and that's another market which had pulled back rather sharply. And we've had quite a bit of weakness in the commodity complex more generally. And they've started to steady in the last few days, and in the industrial metal complex in particular. What we've seen is that the risk assets that were some of the best performers have become a bit overextended. And we're seeing an increasing number breaking up out of relatively lengthy consolidations. But we're also now starting to see that some of the things that were overextended to the downside are starting to bounce, and some of the shorts are being put under pressure. And that's particularly evident, perhaps, in the oil market, which had pulled back rather sharply and is now also finding support. More generally, when something becomes really very overextended to the upside relative to a trend mean, such as the 200-day moving average, then we can anticipate that it is going to revert to the mean, rather than increasing positions when something has become overextended. Really, what we need to be starting to think about is some form of exit strategy, or at least to stop buying. And as markets become progressively more overextended, that is something that will become increasingly more relevant. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.